Hello, everybody, and we welcome those watching this presentation of St. Lucie Mets Baseball on the Bally Live app, the new live video broadcast home of minor league baseball. If you aren't watching on Bally Live, download the free app today. You're looking live there at Clover Park on a overcast day here in Port St. Lucie, Florida, site of today's game between the Mets and the Bradenton Marauders, first game of a six-game series with first pitch coming up at 6:05. Afternoon thunderstorm rolled through here and really cooled things off. It's actually going to turn out to be a very pleasant night, we hope, for baseball. Hopefully no more rain in the area. Broadcast partner John DiStefano, we welcome you up to the broadcast booth now. John, Mets actually going to play a true home series this week. Last year we were here at Clover Park as the visiting team against the Cardinals. This week, back to norm, facing a different-looking team in the Bradenton Marauders.
Yeah, this is their one and only shot against Bradenton. They'll face them just six games this entire season, and this has been one of the best teams in the league over the second half. They're 16-8, and they're averaging the highest OPS in the league over those first 24 games. So a tough test for the Mets this afternoon, but they have one of their best starters going on the mound, and they've been really good in these last couple games at scoring runs. Don't forget they won 12-10 over Palm Beach on Sunday.
Yeah, trying to roll that offense momentum over into this first game of this series against Bradenton. We're going to take a quick break here on the Bally Live pregame show, and when we come back to the ballpark, we'll have a look around the Florida State League. We'll talk about the starting pitchers. That should lead us up to the national anthem and first pitch on this overcast Tuesday night in Port St. Lucie.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
There is Gilbert Gomez, along with Jonathan Johnston, the third-year manager for the Bradenton Marauders. Bella Robb is our home plate umpire, the only female umpire in the Florida State League. Tyler Green is on the bases. First time we've had this crew since the first half of the season. Only have had this blue crew now twice this year. Let's take a look at the Florida State League standings. First, we start with the Mets. They come in with an 8-16 record in the second half, 32-57 overall. Bradenton is 16-8 in the second half, 51-38 overall. Daytona and Jupiter split their doubleheader on Sunday, so those two teams remain 500 in the second half. Jupiter 12-12, Daytona 11-11. The Mets and the Palm Beach Cardinals are only four games out of first place. Over in the West Division, Clearwater continues to have the best overall record in minor league baseball at the 6.85 winning percentage. Clearwater also alone in first in the second half at 17-7, although the Marauders are only one back. By the way, if Clearwater won the second half as well, the next best team overall in the division would go to the playoffs. You see Bradenton has a 6.5 game lead on Fort Myers in that department. Lakeland is two games back in the second half at 15-9. Tampa is five back. Fort Myers six back. Dunedin eight back. Other games in the Florida State League today and around the Mets organization. Palm Beach is at Fort Myers. That's a 6 o'clock start at Hammond Stadium. Clearwater is at Jupiter, 6:30 first pitch from the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. Daytona visits Lakeland at 6:30. Dunedin at Tampa at 6:30 as well. In Mets land, big one for the Mets and the Yankees. Subway Series at Yankee Stadium at 7:05, or at least they're going to try. There's bad weather up in New York as well. Syracuse is at Hudson Valley, or Lehigh Valley, in AAA action. Binghamton is at Reading. And the Brooklyn Cyclones are home versus Wilmington. Brooklyn, by the way, in first place in the second half in its division. Pitching matchup today, it features Lionel Ovias for the St. Lucie Mets. He was scheduled to start on Sunday, but the Mets pushed him to Tuesday, giving him a little more rest. Of course, he's pitched in 16 games this year with 13 starts, 55 innings. Been a long season, still 40-plus games to go, so the Mets are going to buy Ovias a little more time, find him some rest when they can. He will be opposed by Hung Lang Chang, who has been promoted from the FCL. Chang is making his Florida State League debut today on the road here at Clover Park. Chang was pitching well for the Pirates in the Complex League. That's your starting pitching matchup, Ovias versus Chang. Music has been cued. Mets should be coming out any moment to start this six-game series against Bradenton. Mets coming off of a series in which they lost 4 of 6 to Palm Beach. Bradenton is coming off a series in which they split 3-3 against Fort Myers. Could not hold on to a 7-1 lead in the ninth inning for a series victory. So bad way for Bradenton heading off day. You know they'll be looking for a good start in this series just like the Mets. Mets have taken the field, which means the national anthem is upon us. For that, we send it to public address announcer Paulie Briggs. Thank you to Phil Wildstein for that rendition of the national anthem. But now it is go time for the Mets and the Bradenton Marauders. Pirates affiliate in town for the next six games. Lionel Ovias on the mound for the St. Lucie Mets. Game number 17 for him. Start number 14 this season. 51 strikeouts and 55 innings for Ovias, who last appeared against Palm Beach on July 18th. Was hit around a bit for 8 hits and 6 runs, 5 earned. Although the Mets hung in the game, eventually took the lead, but could not hold on. Ovias had a no decision. The defense behind Ovias features Vincent Perozzo doing the catching. Johairo Cuevas is going to play first base. Kevin Vivasencio at second. Jet Williams at short. Jacob Reimer at third. Pharrell Paz in left. Wilfredo Lara in center. And Dominguez is in right field. Starting lineup for Bradenton features Jesus Castillo leading off, Termar Johnson, top prospect in the Pirates organization. They will bat second. Rodolfo Nolasco hits third. Malcolm Nunez on minor league rehab assignment bats cleanup. Lonnie White Jr., number 12 Pirates prospect, hits fifth. Nick Samillo hits sixth. Jordani De Los Santos seventh. Davis Nadal hits eighth. And Omar Alfonso bats ninth. Should be fun. Pirates and Mets haven't gotten together in single action in almost 2 years. Back to July of 2021, the last time these two teams tangled. So a hug to start things between Castillo and Perozzo. Everybody getting along for game one. Home plate umpire Bella Robb signals for the first pitch, and we're ready for baseball here at Clover Park. It's a fastball taken for strike one, and we are underway. First pitch at 6:06. It's 80 degrees and overcast at the ballpark tonight. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. Brown ball deep out to second. Villa Vicencio slides to his right, makes the play. Castillo is retired to start the ball game.
Number 5, second baseman.
Villa Vicencio, a rare error late in the game Sunday. But scoots to this one quickly. He's been about as sure-handed defender as the Mets have had on the infield all season. And it brings up the aforementioned Termar Johnson, number 4 overall draft pick last year by the Pittsburgh Pirates. And he will take a first pitch strike one. He's the number 1 Pirates prospect. He's the number 26 overall prospect in minor league baseball, according to MLB Pipeline. This pitch sails to the backstop. Drafted out of a high school in Atlanta last year. Having a good first season. The power numbers good with the 12 home runs. One pitch. That missed outside, apparently. We do have ABS calling every pitch tonight. The automated ball strike system calling every pitch. Bella Robb just relaying what she hears in her earpiece. 2-1 breaking ball is high at 83. Three balls and a strike. Johnson playing in his 70th game for Bradenton this year. He's been with the Marauders since the start. 10 doubles, a triple, and 12 homers, 42 driven in. He swings at this pitch, hits it a mile high. Will it stay playable for Perozzo? No. Look out there right next to the Marauders' dugout. Silver Slugger night here. Silver Slugger got one early, and we'll pass it off to a youngster. Full count. That ball is in the air for a long time. This ball is hit deep right field, and Termar Johnson has homered for the 13th time this season. He kept it fair. That was way out. So the top prospect for the Pittsburgh Pirates makes a positive first impression here at Clover Park. That was a towering shot. The only question was fair or foul. That was fair. 1-0 Marauders.
Yeah, we had some rain roll through earlier, Adam. That one hit high enough, it might bring some more. That was just an absolute moonshot, destroyed out to right field. You see the quality there of Termar Johnson.
Looks like he knew it right away. First pitch, that one slips a breaking ball right over the head of Rodolfo Nolasco. Stat cast it up for Termar Johnson. 13th homer of the season. Top five in the league. Hit that one 372 feet to dead right. Exit velocity 108 miles per hour. 33 degree launch angle. Would have been a home run in every major league ballpark. Had a 5.9 second hang time. It's a spring training quality home run. Two and a strike on Nolasco. 3-1.
Important for Ovias to stay within himself here and not get a little wild, not get rattled by that home run. This is not a lineup you can relax against at any point.
3-1 pitch, a good slider. That's a swing and a miss. Velasco's playing in his 66th game this year. He also has 12 home runs. Third on the team with 14 doubles. And he will take strike three right down the pipe.
Pretty hooking pitch here from Ovias. Has a good comeback after giving up the home run on the previous to the previous batter. Just drops in a slider for the strikeout.
Two down in the inning. And Malcolm Nunez, who's on minor rehab assignment for Pittsburgh, will take this pitch for strike one. Nunez from Havana, Cuba. 22 years old. Takes this pitch down and away. Mariners lead 1-0 with two outs in the first on the Termar Johnson deep shot to right. This pitch is low. This is the free MILB game of the day across all platforms, MLB.com, MLB TV, MILB TV, Bally Live. So it was headlined with Jet Williams versus Termar Johnson. We'll see what Jet has to answer with in the bottom of the first. He's going to lead off for St. Lucie, but so far, in the billing of the big prospects, a couple of top 15 picks out of high school from last year. You can see why Lee chose this as the free game of the day to highlight those two. 3-1 pitch, and that will break in there for a strike. That's a full count. It's three consecutive full counts now. Payoff pitch, and that's going to be line past Williams into left field. Good stroke by Nunez with the two-out single.
Number 10, right fielder, Lonnie White Jr.
Lonnie White Jr. will hit. Number 12 prospect in the Pirates organization. And he takes a first pitch breaking ball for a strike. ...20-year-old outfielder, drafted in the compensation round in 2021, 64th overall by the Pirates. Fastball stung into center field. On the move is Lahr. He's going to get there for out number three. A few well-struck balls in that inning by the Marauders against Lionel Ovias, including the Termar Johnson 372-foot home run to right field. Red Hot Mets offense will bat for the first time tonight when we come back on Bally Live.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Welcome back to Clover Park. We get set to start the bottom of the first. There's a look at the first Florida State League start for Hung Lang Chang from Taipei, 21 years old, promoted from the Complex League, where he was pitching very well, 3.20 ERA in 8 games with the FCL Pirates in 6 starts, also at a save. He'll face a Mets lineup that features Jett Williams, Carlos Dominguez, and Jacob Reimers, the top three. Fedo Lara, Vincent Perozzo, Joe Jairo Cuevas, the middle of the order, Martinez, Paz, and Villavicencio, the bottom three. So Termar Johnson, top prospect in the Pirates organization, homered. Let's see what Jett Williams, the number three prospect in the Mets organization, has to start tonight's game. At the plate, he takes ball one low. Jett coming off of a good game on Sunday, reached base 3 straight times in the 6th, 7th, and 8th innings. Leads the league in on base, and he hits one to left field, and these youngsters are off and cooking tonight. Johnson a home run, and Jett Williams will speed into second with a leadoff double. I love to see these top prospects being showcased today, playing well right out of the gate.
This last pitch, a beautiful swing by Williams. Gets into one and turns on it. He can turn on a dime. Just a terrific talent. Leading the league in on-base percentage this season at .426. Jett Williams does what Jett Williams does, leads off with a double.
A rude greeting for Chang in his debut game in the FSL. And now he gets Carlos Dominguez, who led all Florida State Leaguers with 20 home runs last season. It's been an injury plague this year for Carlos, but since the All-Star break, he's been a regular in the Mets lineup. Hoping to stay that way. First pitch or second pitch breaking ball outside. The double for Jett was his 12th of the season. Third on the team this year. Fastball got it by him at 92. Well, Jett Williams, he's been doing a great job getting on base. It's been hit or miss for the Mets getting him home. Been getting on base at a 6-11 clip post All-Star break. But only 6-7 runs scored. Here's Dominguez taking one inside. Ouch. Hit by a pitch. Appears to be okay. I don't know if there's a stronger player and a more muscular player in the FSL than Dominguez. Don't hurt him as much as they might somebody else, but still painful.
I don't think there's one with more nerve either. We go back just to the previous series where he took one right in the ear hole. That hit by pitch was just brutal, right off the helmet. Now stands in and takes another one for his team. So Carlos Dominguez made us some tough stuff.
Now Jacob Reimer, the other high school star on this St. Lucie Mets team, not to be overshadowed at all by Jett Williams having a great season. Marred in late June with a hamstring injury, but he's been steadily getting stronger since he's come back in early July. His pitch is outside, a curveball, no good. And Chang has allowed a double and a hit batter, pitching with the 1-0 lead. Good speed out there on the bases for the Mets. Jett, 31 stolen bags this year. Dominguez over 20 last year. Reimer hits one off the side of the mound. This is going to be a tough play. Charging in is Johnson. He makes the play, the only one he had at first base. Reimer, a tapper off the end of the bat past Chang, will advance the runners. Nice. Williams to third and Dominguez up to second. Say nice play there by Johnson. Sorry to cut you off there, John.
No worries, but the Mets now with a great situation for themselves. Runners on second and third, just one out, and a chance for them to finally get Jett Williams home with no issues in the first inning, Adam.
Well, Wilfredo Lara, their top power threat on the team, with 10 home runs on the season, takes this pitch outside. He's way overdue. Hasn't hit one since July 6th.
Yeah, he comes in his real first slump of the entire season, just 197 in July. But loves batting at Clover Park. Bats 291 at home with an 885 OPS in 31 games. Seven of his 10 home runs have been hit right here in Port St. Lucie.
Now, Chang has fallen behind 2-0. And Lara will foul this one off to the right. Yeah, the Mets scored 12 runs on 10 hits on Sunday. That great win over Palm Beach. But Lara in that game went 0 for 5. So the Mets managed to score that many runs without him having a hit. That makes him overdue. And he takes this pitch low, 3-1. Oh, a balk. Stumbled off the mound. That's a free base for both runners, and that's a tie game. 1-1. Looks like Chang maybe just caught a spike. Nearly tumbled off the mound. Mets will take it.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what happened. Just a really unfortunate situation for Hong Leng Chang there. Lost his balance, caught a spike, and the Mets catch a break with the first run of the game.
Infield is in now, and that's ball four outside. So the Mets got the tying run in. They have the go-ahead run on third. And now Lahr will trot down to first base and bring up Perozzo with runners at the corners. Shaky start here for Chang. A double, a hit batter, a walk, and a balk. Well, it looks like Lahr's hanging in there. Did we lose track of the count? What's happening here? Is that a strike call?
It looks like he got instructions from home plate umpire Bella Robb to put his equipment back on. He's still at bat.
Okay. Did we lose track of the count? I thought it was 3-1, and that was ball four. It's 3-2 now. And no, I think, why is this now just being discussed? It was ball four before the balk, and the umpire Bella Robb seems to have lost track of the count. Well, why did the Mets wait so long to bring this up? I mean, Lahr was going down to first, and then I'm told to put his equipment back on. So we wait. We thought it was ball four. It's slowly losing our minds up here, and it was okay. We're not losing our minds, John. Not yet, at least.
Not yet.
I thought we might have been last week with all the day games and the 100-degree heat. And I guess the off day cleared us. And
well, good on the umpires for coming together and getting the call right. But not unprecedented to see umpires lose track of a count during the middle of an at-bat or in a situation. And now it looks like we've got a situation on the mound.
Well, I think it's going to be a mound visit and perhaps an interpreter out there for Chang, who's from Taipei. And which brings us to one of the highlights of the week is Bradenton. And the Mets haven't faced the Bradenton Marauders very much since post-COVID. This is only the second series since we've returned to the minor league baseballs in 2021. But the Marauders have players from 9 different countries on their team. We've seen this over the years that the Pirates organization will go far and wide to find players. And on this team, they got an Australian. They got Chang from Taiwan. They have American players, player from Mexico, Nicaragua, Venezuela, the Dominican Republic, and San Marino. So, not surprised there was an interpreter here with the Pirates. Here's Perozzo with runners at the corners, a chance to give the Mets the lead. And his fly ball out to shallow left is falling fast, and it will fall harmlessly to the turf. Left fielder Nolasco couldn't quite get there. It's a ball that we usually see caught. Slow track because of the rain, or Nolasco maybe not close enough to start.
Yeah, he wasn't playing the line against a left-handed batter, so really long run for a left fielder in that spot.
A break for the Mets. Perozo rounds this one up the middle. Johnson gets it, steps on second. Throw is picked at first base by Nunez. It's a double play. That gets Chang out of trouble and strands the go-ahead run at third base.
Just a gorgeous job at second base. You see why he's the number one prospect in the organization. Perfect turn, great throw, double play.
Well, Mets miss out on a chance to catch a reeling pitcher. Settle for the one. We go to the second, tied 1-1.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
Both pitchers give up a run, but no more in the first inning. Now we go to the second. A reminder, if you're watching on MLB.com, MLB TV, MILB TV, we thank you for watching. I also encourage you to watch us on Bally Live, which is the free app. A new partner with Minor League Baseball. Cost you nothing to sign up. Very easy. Chat with us in the crowd zone. The first team right there at the top. I think that's a good sign for the St. Lucie Mets. We don't have anything in the chat right now, but I'm sure some folks will start asking some questions, and we'll go off the rails like we normally do. John's going to post a trivia question. You can play that on the app as well. Get some Valley Bucks. Marauders and Mets-related trivia question. First pitch to Nick Cimillo is a called strike. Bradenton DH tonight will pop this one back overhead. A roof ball here at Clover Park. His last 10 games, Cimillo hitting .324, four doubles and a home run. He comes in hot. Takes this pitch down and away. Fastball grounded out too short. Reimer's going to cut Jed off, though, to first. One down. Either or out there on the left side.
Number 13, shortstop,
Jordani Benesantos. Reimer sensed he could get it, and there was no hesitation there. One down. Jordani De Los Santos hits, and he takes a breaking ball for a strike. Well, it's still early in the game, but Movias looks sharp with that pitch. Pitch is served into center, falling fast, and it's going to be Williams to make the play. Well, Reimer took the first out away from Jett, but Jett makes sure he gets a tally here. Two up, two down. Davies Nadal hits now in the eighth spot. Left-handed outfielder. Squares to bunt. Went after it. That's a swinging strike. Draws the attention of Reimer, who is playing deep at third, also into the shift. As much as you can shift these days in baseball. Changeup fades outside corner for a strike, and it's nothing and two. Now there's Jett tucked up against the pie slice line. Can't go in there until after a pitch is thrown. Fastball too high. Third base is wide open for Nadal. Fastball swings and misses. Lionel Ovias, a clean inning in the second. Finishes with his second strikeout of the night, tailing fastball. Except for one home run, he's pitched really well. Tie game going to the middle of the second.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Oops, and wait, dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Jairo Cuevas will lead it off for the Mets. He was dominating the Florida Complex League, so he got promoted late last week. Begins his first full week with St. Lucie and takes this pitch from Chang Lo. Chang was on the verge of, I won't say a meltdown in the top of the bottom of the first, but he was definitely in trouble. A double, a hit batter, a walk, a balk, but pitcher's best friend, the double play ball, got him out of it. Well, Cuevas pops one into foul territory. Castillo, the third baseman, wrangles it for out number one. Cuevas came into the game 1-for-5 with a couple of walks. He appears to be here for the long haul. And here's Yarrel Martinez. Coming off that huge home run in the ninth inning on Sunday. There you see, this is a matchup that we don't really see in the Florida State League anymore, and for reasons I could not tell you. Bradenton and St. Lucie used to be division rivals before the MLB takeover. FSL South teams played each other a bunch of times, 20 times a year sometimes, as Martinez hooks it foul. But for some reason, coming off the canceled 2020 season, this is just the second meeting between these two teams. And it's not like it's a far trip. And it's closer than Clearwater, Dunedin, Tampa, Fort Myers. Go to all those places every year. There's a swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. Used to be a four-game split series. You do two in St. Lucie and two in Bradenton. Back in the old days. The old days of 2019. home run on Sunday for Martinez gave the Mets two insurance runs that they ended up needing. It was his eighth of the year. High off the batter's eye. He's got a great chance to get into double figures before this season ends. 2-2 pitch, he fights it foul. This is the only matchup between these two teams this year. Marauders in town for 6 games in 6 days. That's no return trip to Lee-Com Park. Martinez fights off another. Lee-Com Park, the longtime home of the Pittsburgh Pirates spring training operation. It's actually where they play the games. It's on a street corner, on a city block, the actual complex, Pirate City, off-site. I've always wanted to go to Pirate City. It sounded like a cool place to go, but I've never been.
Sounds like a swashbuckling good time.
As a visitor, they'd probably make me walk the plank. Marauders are a name you can have a lot of puns with. 3-2 pitch, and Martinez fights off another.
And it's turning into a really nice at-bat by Yarrell. 10th pitch on the way. He's been just outstanding in July, slashing 309, 375, 639 in his 12 games this month. He's just been on fire.
Remember, he started his St. Lucie career 0 for 21. Pulled himself up by the bootstraps. Ball 4. Well-earned walk for Yarrell Martinez.
Mets doing well to make Chang work for it through these first couple of innings. He's already thrown 27 pitches.
To get 4 outs, now he faces Correll Paz from the 8th spot. Always interesting how a pitcher approaches a new batter after losing a long battle like that. And he might get a pitch on an out, or an out on one pitch. Nope. Over the netting, over the rail. No dice there for the first baseman, Nunez. Pose on the tarp.
Stay there and hang out for a little while. Take a rest.
Yeah. Click, 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 click. Now we'd love to see that rolled up tarp. It was on the fields around 3 o'clock. And got it off around 4:30. It's turned out to be a rather pleasant night. There's the ball high. Of course, last week the Mets, as the visiting team here at Clover Park, facing the Palm Beach Cardinals, who have been displaced for the season. All those games starting at noon or 1, school board temperature in the high 90s, got to 104. And this is much more like it. Mets were glad to be back to a night game. And, of course, tomorrow's an 11 a.m. start. So, got the one-day reprieve. Camp day tomorrow. 2-1 to Paz, and he checks his swing, or does he? He does not. Tyler Green, the field umpire, said he went around for strike two.
Yeah, quick turnaround for us tomorrow for the 11 a.m. start, and two guarantees about tomorrow. It's going to be hot, and it's going to be loud.
Well, with all the campers, good thing we have headsets. Paz takes low for ball 3. Full count with 1 out. Martinez on first base. Does have some speed. 5 stolen bases in 7 tries. Maybe he'll take off. He's going. Pitch is swung on and missed. No throw from the catcher, Alfonso. So Paz strikes out, but Martinez steals second uncontested. Not really sure the reason why Alfonso didn't throw this. Maybe he didn't have a grip. Looked like he did.
Yeah, Martinez doesn't get the best jump. Does a good job to get those legs churning quickly. But, you know, if he had a handle on this, I'd expect Alfonso to let it go. So we can only assume he didn't have a firm grip on the ball.
That will bring us to the 9-hitter, Kevin Villavicencio. And he takes ball 1 outside. Kevin had a great game on Sunday. 2-run single in the 6th inning gave the Mets a 6-3 lead in the second multi-RBI game of the year, but he bats from the bottom of the order. Oh, hits this one slowly. This might pay off for him. Chang will pick up and just eat it. infield hit, essentially serving as a swinging bunt here for DeVincenzo, completely tied up. And he gets a hit out of that.
We've seen a lot of softly contacted balls end up as base hits here lately. That just another one in the line. And it brings Jett Williams back to the plate with a chance to put more runs on the board for St. Lucie.
Runners at the corners for the second straight inning, this time with two outs. Williams started the Mets on offense tonight with a double into left field. Came around to score on a balk. DeVincenzo coming off a four stolen base game as second base wide open in front of him. Not running. Jett will take the breaking ball, curve for strike one.
The Mets have not been afraid to run with two outs this season, especially with both Williams and DeVincenzo, so wouldn't be surprised if he also takes off here.
You check him back over. Ooh, safe, didn't slide. Nunez didn't get the tag there. That was close to being out number three. Breaking ball inside. Ball and a strike. Fastball. That gets over for a strike at the knees. Teams that have had success against Williams, that's where they've had it. Basically knee high, outside corner. Tougher to hit that consistently than most other spots in this league. DeVincenzo is running. Pitch is hit deep out to center field. Nadal on the run. He reaches up. It's over his head. Martinez is in. DeVincenzo scores, and Jett will cruise into third base with a triple. 3-1 Mets.
Williams just stung this one out to right center. Beautiful job to go to the opposite field. And a big-time hustle all the way around to third, scoring two, and the Mets take a two-run lead.
So the two young prospects that are being highlighted today at the MILB free game of the day, they have come to play. Jett a double and a triple. Johnson the home run, plus a double play turned by him. Now Dominguez will swing away for strike one. Carlos hit by a pitch first time up. It's Jett's sixth triple of the year. So 11 doubles, six triples, five homers.
Yeah, they put these kids' names in lights for a reason, and they are showing off themselves tonight.
1-1 pitch, and this is a pop-up on the right side. Nunez crossing the line makes the catch, and that will end the bottom of the second. Williams with a two-run triple with two outs puts the Mets on top for the first time tonight. It's 3-1 St. Lucie going to the third.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks.
It's why you join Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
And watching on Bally Live, MLB.com, MLBPipeline.com, MILB-TV, MLB-TV. We're everywhere tonight. The MILB free game of the day from Clover Park in Port St. Lucie. We only had a couple of free game of the days last year. Palm Beach Cardinals playoff game here. I asked for Jacob DeGrom's start to be the free game of the day. I don't think they listened, though. Here's Lino Elias facing Omar Alfonso, number 9 hitter for the Marauders. And he lays in a fastball for a strike. Ground ball to Villavicencio. Barely had to move. One gone. Lionel Levis has retired the leadoff hitter in all three innings. He's gone through the order now one time with success. Kamar Johnson hit him for a home run. Usually, solo home runs won't beat you. As Jesus Castillo grounded out to Villavicencio to start the game. He takes ball one up high. Pitch for a strike. Good to see that Ovias is picking corners and getting strikes with the off-speed pitches tonight. Seems to be in command of those. 1-1 pitch. Here's a ground ball to Reimer, who is playing shallow. That helps him get out number two. That's now six in a row retired by Ovias. Good curveball. And it brings us back to Johnson. We had a 3-1 count last time up. He popped up for a strike two. It just did get into the stands. Very next pitch, he clobbered it way over the berm to right field for a home run, his 13th. He has since seen Jet Williams. He's drafted 10 spots behind him. Last year hit a double and a triple. 1-0 pitch, too high.
Johnson, definitely the player you tune in to see night in and night out. Just an otherworldly talent. Number one on the team.
Well, he profiles as a second baseman. And I remember when he was drafted that, you know, second basemen weren't really thought of as high premium draft picks, but he was worth it. And he's putting together just a spectacular first season.
Yeah, I think it's a perfect matchup with him and Jet Williams tonight. So much of each other, you can see them in their games.
Now, not big guys, but certainly nice level swings, good eyes. Certainly neither in over their head in their first full season as pros. A big swing induces a pop-up. Foul territory. Cuevas is there to make the play. Back-to-back 1-2-3 innings for Ovias. He wins this round against Johnson. He's retired seven straight. Mets will take their 3-1 lead to the home third. You're watching the Mets and Marauders on Bally Live.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Legler Orthodontics is here to help you, Mets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists, Legler Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Mets fans smile. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit braces@legler.com today and book your free consult. That's braces@legler.com for Legler Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle @St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stlucimets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Between innings, you saw the lime green shirts in the stands. It's Silver Slugger night at Clover Park. They love wearing their shirt. They had a Chick-fil-A breakfast this morning and a walk around the warning track, hopefully before it got too hot. So a bonus Silver Slugger game tomorrow. Jake Reimer leading off the bottom of the third for the Mets against Hung Lang Chang, who has scuffled through two innings in his Florida State League debut. Has been bedeviled by Jet Williams twice. Had a big double play ball to get out of further trouble in the first inning. And he's fallen behind Reimer 3-0. And Reimer will take a strike on the corner. Reimer grounded out to second. He's 0-for-1. That was in the first inning. Inside, check swing, ball four. It indeed was a check swing.
It's a good check and a good take there by Reimer. And Chang really having a time of it out there on the mound. Has not looked great so far. We mentioned Jet Williams getting the better of him a couple times. Already with a couple of walks, a hit batsman.
Yeah, three walks and hit batter. Approaching 50 pitches, less than half of those for strikes. Wilfredo Lara, the first walk, will come back up and takes a bouncer in front of home plate. It's a tough assignment for a complex league pitcher. You got the promotion, road start, series opener. It's much easier to probably be eased in at home, middle of the series. Line drive, base hit for Lara. And the Mets are set up with first and second to begin the third inning.
This was a get-me-over pitch for Chang. Changeup came in at 89. Lara all over it, smoking that one through the gap. And now, with no outs and two men on, Vincent Perozzo with a chance to break this game open.
Yeah, he hit into the double play with a runner on third to end the first inning. That got Chang out of the inning with the tie. So a chance for Rosu to do something better this time up. And he will pop up on the first pitch. Tracing back at third is Castillo. He's circling around, makes the catch for out number one. And a tough beginning to this one for the Mets catcher.
That was swung at a pitch out of the zone there. A real gift for Chang, who was maybe starting to lose it just a bit here in the third. But Perozzo, probably with a poor swing there, ends up with a pop out. Now the Mets, again with a chance, with runner in scoring position.
It's Johairo Cuevas, who again has 1-for-6 now with two walks in his young St. Lucie career. And he popped out to Castillo at third the first time up. seeing the replay of that Perozzo flyout, that wasn't a bad pitch to swing at. You're right, John. It was not really a quality swing, a huge uppercut. That's one where if he keeps the bat level, might be able to drive it like Lara did. 2-0 pitch, and this one's rolled foul. Runners go back. That's offense has been on a good run. Their last three wins, they've won 11-9, 7-6, and 12-10. They also had that 13-11 win on July 3rd. That's the way they've really had to win their games this second half, picking up a beleaguered pitching staff. Off to a good start offensively tonight. They can really put up a crooked number early in this game here in this inning. They can muster a couple of more hits. It's 3-1. Sung Chang in danger of loading the bases. Cuevas will take his cut and foul it back for strike two.
It's a good approach by Cuevas. A nice job of waiting for his pitch.
The payoff. And it's blooped out to shallow left field. Falling fast. It's a base hit. Reimer got a great jump. He's going to score. And the Mets go up 4-1. Jairo Cuevas drives in a run on a 3-2 pitch.
Just a nice at bat all around by Cuevas. Took a couple of pitches to start. Swung at only strikes. This swing, not the best. Didn't get the greatest contact out of it, but he'll take the result. A base hit and an RBI. The Mets up 4-1.
That pitch traveled deep in the zone. Cuevas just muscled it over the head of Castillo, and again, Reimer off like a shot on contact. Knew this was going to be a hit all the way. That's a great read by him. Lara stopped at second. He had to, with Nolasco coming up to that ball in left field. Now here is Martinez, who worked a 10-pitch walk last time up. Fouls this first pitch back. And coming off that monster home run in his ninth inning on Sunday, the 10-pitch at-bat, first at-bat today. This is a dangerous hitter right now for Chang to be dealing with. It's a great take. Ball one. Martinez ended up scoring after taking that walk in the second. Mixed in a stolen base. Takes this pitch outside. Changeup no good. Let's have two hits and a walk in the inning from four batters. Throw back to second. Safe. Wow. That was awfully close. That was a great catch by the shortstop De Los Santos to save that from center field, and he almost got an out on it. Laid on top of Lara, who apparently got the hand back in. That was all he could do to save the ball from going to center. He nearly made the catch and tag. 2-1 pitch, a big cut. Fastball 89. Evens the count, two balls, two strikes.
Martinez hunting for the fences there, and why not? He is terrific when he is ahead in the count. A 750 slug when he's ahead.
2-2 pitch, breaking ball. That is another good take. That is a tough take as it bends around the ABS strike zone. Another full count for Chang. And time is called. Martinez using his one allotted timeout. Good time to use it ahead of a 3-2 pitch. Can't take it with you to the next at-bat. Payoff pitch. Runners do not go. Ball is sliced foul. And here we go again with Yero Martinez.
Nice job to fight that one off. Looked like he was trying to shoot it the other way. That big gaping hole
between shortstop and third base with the left-handed shift on.
3-2 pitches high for ball four. Yero Martinez has walked twice in two innings, and that will load the bases. Lara pushed to third, Cuevas up to second. Five batters in the inning, and four Mets have reached as Alfonso comes out for a mound visit. There's some stirring in the Bradenton bullpen out beyond the left field wall. And we'll have another pitching visit. Mike Ford, the pitching coach, who was with the Bradenton Marauders as the pitching coach, Matt Ford, excuse me, in 2017 and 18. Last year with the complex team, he's bounced around. He's back with the interpreter to discuss things with Chang, who is, again, into the mid-60s with the pitch count and more balls than strikes. And the Mets have him basically on the brink. On the plank, John, can they push him off? We'll have Paz coming to the plate. Now this is we've talked about the Mets in their wins this year, especially lately, needing to build big leads for that bullpen. And this is a three-run lead right now early. They need to continue to push the envelope offensively. Now here's Paz. He struck out in the second inning. It's the only strikeout that Chang has recorded.
Paz, definitely the right man for the job this season. He's got an 880 OPS this season with runners in scoring position.
First pitch, a ball outside. On Saturday afternoon with the bases loaded, he slugged a three-run double to right field for a long time. That was most of the offense in the game. A 1-0, it hit him. A free run for the Mets, another one. Paz takes this off the leg. That'll force home Lara to make it a 5-1 Mets lead. It will reload the bases. Easy RBI there for Paz. And now Chang has balked in a run and has plunked home a run. His own worst enemy.
And he's just got to get out of his own way right now. Really struggling to throw strikes. Knows his time is almost up. Wants to get out of this inning.
He'll face Kevin Villavicencio, who had that swinging bunt infield hit first time up. This ball is fouled straight back. Villavicencio loves to go after that first pitch. That was a pretty good one to hit. Stomps around the mound. I think he realizes that. And Jet Williams, already 2-for-2, lurks on deck. 0-1 pitch is high. You wonder, with Bradenton having a pitcher throwing in the bullpen right now, if Jet does come up for a third time, they let Chang face him. First things first, though, Villavicencio. Too high. And to guide that change up in there. A two-run inning for the Mets. Bases loaded, still just one out. Villavicencio pops one up on the infield. Are they going to call the infield fly or not? No, they don't. Deep enough, apparently. It's an infield fly, called for less. So Villavicencio pops out, can't bring a run in. Misses an opportunity there. And Jet Williams gets a rousing ovation as he's announced to the plate. He's doubled and tripled. And it does not look like Jonathan Johnston, the manager for Bradenton, is going to let Chang face Williams a third time. Well, it's his first start. Going to get him out on a positive note, getting the last batter he faced. We have our first pitching change of the night. Banana Phone will greet the new reliever for the Marauders. Big spot when he comes back. Bases loaded, two outs, and the red-hot Jet Williams at the plate.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
And John DeStefano, as we have a sidewinder into the game. Sergio Umanyuho. Try to keep that one accurate throughout the series. Umanyuho. It's not how it looks. You got to trust the pronunciation guy. So, Jet Williams is going to get the sidewinder with the bases loaded and two outs. Mets up by four, trying to expand the lead. First pitch is low for a ball. Umanyuho, just in his fifth game, he's been good so far. Only two earned runs in nine innings for Bradenton. Low one pitch, misses the corner. I know Jet Williams, with the great eye, wants to take a long look at how Umanyuho delivers these pitches. He's going to have to bring it in the zone. This one not close, and it's 3-0.
It goes without saying, this delivery a completely different presentation than the one from Chang.
Correct. So, yeah, 2-1. One of those first two pitches snuck in there, apparently. Missed that one. ABS fools the broadcaster again. Well, now it's 3-1. Williams can be very selective. Strike two. Now the most exciting pitch in baseball. Three balls, two strikes, two outs with the bases loaded. Everybody on the move. Umanyuho, the payoff pitch, and it's going to be hit out to right field. White on the run, still going, and he's going to make the snag. Bangs into the wall and takes away a potential extra base hit and multiple RBIs from Williams, who shot this like a rocket off the bat. But White Jr., that's a nice running catch in a foreign ballpark. So the Mets get a couple, but had the bases loaded, one out, didn't score anymore. The lead is 4.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better, at Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Adam McDonald, John DeStefano here at Clover Park on a nice night. World War temperature hasn't read over 82 degrees since first pitch. Skies are clearing. A nice breeze. It's no better this time of year in the Florida State League. Ground ball hit out to Williams. He spears it, throws to first. Cuevas holds the bag. And Lasco is out. That'll be eight in a row retired by Ovias, who now pitches with his biggest lead.
Nice play on an awkward hop there by Williams. And he continues to prove his mettle out at short. You mentioned the weather, Adam. This is probably the most comfortable game we've called in a good number of weeks here at Clover Park.
We were owed it.
The first time I'm
suffering from last week.
Yeah, not sticking to my paperwork this afternoon, so that's nice.
Now, those day games took a lot out of everybody last week. We'll have to deal with it again tomorrow. This pitch is a strike to Nunez. He's the last man to reach. Ripped a single in the first inning. With two outs. 1-1 is low. This is probably the best Ovias has looked since he pitched in Fort Myers in early June, went six innings, couple of hits, no runs, 10 strikeouts, and a 1-0 seven-inning victory. He's fallen behind here 3-1. He was slated to start Sunday, but the Mets bumped him back to tonight, giving him those extra 2 days of rest in this long season as he spikes one for ball four. And the streak had to end at some point. It ends at eight. Nunez on for the second time.
Yeah, Baez, definitely one of the most talented pitchers on this staff. They know that once he gets himself straightened out, he's going to be big time. I know it's plenty of future bright, you know, in this organization for him. But he's coming off a couple of tough starts, so they wanted to get him a couple extra days rest, get his head right. And it's produced well so far.
Now he hits Lonnie White Jr., misfired fastball. So he gets a first pitch out. Then he walks a batter and plunks a batter. So all of a sudden, as fast as he has it, it leaves. First and second, one out. And Perozzo will head to the mound for a visit. So Mets scored a couple of runs in the bottom of the third. They had Chang on the ropes in that inning and the first inning. Get five runs off, and the Mets offense will probably tell you they should maybe be up to seven or eight. Bradenton is still definitely in this game. He's going to ask the Palm Beach Cardinals. They never thought they were out of any game against the Mets last week, and one time they were right, and the second time they nearly were. So for the Mets, it's pitching staff. It's about, you know, throwing strikes. When they throw strikes, they usually get outs. When they start hitting batters, walking batters, the wild pitches, things snowball. Let's hope that's not the case here as Cimillo takes ball one. Cimillo grounded out to third in the second. Mets could use a ground ball here. Instead, ball two. Mets turned a season high four double plays on Sunday, and Palm Beach still scored 10 runs. They would have been in a world of hurt without those great executed plays up the middle by Vicencio and De Los Santos. 2-0 pitch, that will get in. Three low. Ovias in danger of loading the bases without surrendering a hit. Ball four. A what has happened to Lionel Ovias. From 8 in a row to 2 walks and a hit batter. Base is loaded, 1 out. Marauders are going to bring the tying run to the plate. And Dan McKinney is going to pop up the top step and head out for a visit. While he does that, fans, a reminder to chat with us on the Bally Live Crowd Zone. It's free. John, anything popping in the chat so far? Other than me and you?
Nothing yet. Crowd Zone usually a little more lively early in the week, but still waiting for our first interaction.
And trivia question, no go. Trying to get that trivia question posted. We'll post it on the graphic number 2. We can get that posted, but we're trying to get the trivia back on track. Had it working last week. Bonus baseball as the Mets took on the Palm Beach Cardinals. Mets here for real, as you see the trivia question. Who was the starting shortstop for the St. Lucie Mets when these two teams met in the playoffs in 2016? Until the Mets won the championship last year, they had not been to the playoffs since 2016. Bradenton swept that series. Amed Rosario, Andres Jimenez, Luis Guillorme, or Manny Rodriguez. All four, played for St. Lucie. Not all that year. So John will get that posted, or else. Mound visit over, and here is a ball one thrown high to Jordani De Los Santos. Mound visit does not elicit a first pitch strike. But it does a second. Fastball 90. Elias hadn't been throwing a lot of fastballs. Really hadn't needed to. But maybe McKinney suggests going with the heater to get back on track. 1-1 pitch is grounded up the middle, and that's going to be stopped by Viva Sensio. The jump throw to first is a beauty. What a play for the second out. Kevin Viva Sensio, long range from second. A great stop and a good play on the back end by Cuevas to dig this out. Route number 2, run scores to make it 5-2, but that takes away a 2-run hit and keeps the Mets in front by multiple runs. Nunez scores. White Jr. to third. Camilo out at second. De Los Santos, or rather Camilo up to second. De Los Santos gets credit with an RBI ground out. Put that one in the memory bank. If this one goes the Mets' way. First pitch strike to Nadal. Davis Nadal struck out swinging in the second. He squares to bunt, pulls back, and takes a ball. So 2 ground outs in the inning, and in between 2 hit batters, 1 hit batter, and 2 walks. Elias trying to limit the damage to 1 run, 2 in scoring position. Breaking ball gets across the letters. Golden B. Minor foul just above the Mets dugout. One, two, inside corner for strike 3. Lionel Ovias freezes Nadal to strand 2 in scoring position. Does not surrender a hit in the inning. Just 1 ground out to bring in a run. Mets will continue to lead this game by multiple runs. They have a 5-2 advantage going to the home fourth.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey, baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right. Pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs.
Let's go back to the field.
Yes, let's do that, shall we? As the Mets bat in the fourth inning. Now told the pronunciation is Sergio Umana. So that's what we'll go with. Umana facing Carlos Dominguez. Boy, what a big out Umana got to end the third. Fell behind Jet Williams 3-1 with the bases loaded. It got to the 3-2, and Jet hit a ball down into the corner. It was caught on the run by White. Mets otherwise might have had a couple of runs and could be up 7-8-2. Umana now gets a clean slate facing Dominguez, the only Met not to hit in the two-run third. Dominguez has been hit by a pitch and popped out. Grounds 1-2 third. Busy day for Castillo. Makes another play. Hot shot by Dominguez, but right to the defender. Umana's trying to stay off the corners on the Mets. So the final line for Hung Lang Chang in his Florida State League debut. The Marauder starter went 2 2/3, 5 hits, 5 runs, all were earned. Walked 4, hit 2, balked a run in, only struck out 1. Threw 69 pitches, but only 33 strikes. One-zero pitch is a rocket into center field for Reimer. Jacob Reimer absolutely scorches this ball straight over the head of Umana. He's on for the second time.
Jacob Reimer continues his recent string of hot hitting. It's been great since he's come back from the IL. 2 home runs in the last 10 games. Collects another base hit here. Now Rafael Lara at the plate.
He has not been retired. Walking a single for Lara. And a run scored. See, the wind is really starting to whip in from dead center. All of a sudden it picked up. I don't see any rain out there, but it has gone breezy all of a sudden. This ball gets away from the catcher, Alfonso. Reimer will move up to second base. Swinging strike 2. Let's see what official score Bill has on that one. Johnson and Reimer fist bump there. I'm sure they got to know each other on the circuit, high school circuit, prior to the draft. Everybody very friendly today. 0-2 pitch is popped foul. Wind might take this one out of play, and it does. Wet ball just kept flying away. Like it might stay playable for the first baseman, Nunez.
Yeah, looking at the flags right now, it's blowing dead from left field to right field, so that one carried a ton. You said it, Adam. It started in fair territory. It just kept fading away foul.
Stays nothing in 2. It'll be tough to hit a ball out to left field tonight. Now, outside. Left or center, tough to get it out tonight. Probably have to go tuck it to the right field corner. One, two pitch, and Lara bounces this one foul to third. By the way, official score, Bill, is called passed ball on Alfonso, the catcher, pushing Lara up to second base. One and two. Umana's pitch is fouled away again. Not very many easy outs recorded by these two Marauders pitchers so far today. That's battling a really tough one-two pitches, hit a deep left field, but hooking foul. And that is some strength there from Larth, cutting through the teeth of the wind. Got it out of the park, but left of the pole.
He got everything on that. Tried to wait on the breaking pitch, couldn't hold up long enough. But you see what happens. You see that tremendous power from Lara. When he connects, that ball sails.
Throw back to second. Reimer sticks the foot in. Beats the tag by Johnson. Careful with that jamming that foot into second base.
Reimer had been dancing off second a couple of pitches in a row. Umana had seen just about enough of that.
A big hop's almost distracting. One and two. Lara will hit a tapper back to the mound. Umana's going to just go to first. Took a look at Reimer. Too risky of a play at third. And he gets the guarantee at first base. Thought he was going to go to third for a moment.
This is exactly what you're supposed to do on the play. Look the runner over to third, realize that you can't make the play, and take the sure out at first.
I'm not sure he couldn't make the play. Now, Reimer was only about halfway there. Maybe he didn't feel comfortable with where Castillo, the third baseman, was. A runner at third, two down. Vincent Perozzo's had a tough game, a double play and a pop out. A lot of runners in scoring position. He's going to swing at another first pitch and pop this foul. Tough play, and it's going to be made. Catch out there.
Such a terrific job. Yeah, by Castillo. Way away from third base into a twisting wind and able to reach up over his head to make the snag and the final put out to retire the Mets in the inning.
Ramon Nistranz, a runner at third, sends us to the fifth with the Mets up by three.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Milano Elias has pitched well tonight. Two runs through four innings. Gave up a solo home run in the first inning. He walked two and hit a batter. Gave up a run-scoring ground out in the fourth. He's throwing 64 pitches. Could be looking at his last inning as he faces off against Omar Alfonso, the nine-hitter. Then it'll be the third time through the order. And he begins Alfonso with the ball inside and a double clutch there by Barroso. Thought it was strike one. Well, a look at the radar between innings. I even hate to say this. It's not bad, though. 1-0 pitch too high. There's a storm system up in Sebastian, which is about an hour north of here. And, that is what's causing the wind on the outskirts of that storm, but it's not going to threaten the ballpark. So we're good. We're good for the rest of the night.
It's about time a weather report and update went in our favor.
Usually if there's no weather report, that means things are good. 2-1 pitch. Misses outside. And low, it's 3-1.
Yeah, St. Lucie, no stranger to rain-affected games this season. You had that stat a couple of games ago. It was something like 11 of the last 30 had been rain-affected or more?
I don't know. It's all bad. 36% of games this year have been rain-affected. 3-1 pitch, it's inside for ball four. So as this game has gone on, Elias losing the strike zone. That's his third walk or hit batter in the last six batters. Back to the top now in Castillo, who's grounded out twice. Now this is what got Chang in trouble, all the walks. Got Ovias into trouble last inning. Didn't fare too poorly because of it. It begins with ball one outside to Castillo.
Oh, a bevy of walks will get any pitcher into trouble. Been too much traffic on for his liking on the base pass already for Ovias.
1-0 pitch. He gets this fastball over for a strike at 89. Ovias is the top-rated pitching prospect on this team. Has been all year. Prospect rating to match his numbers, 16. Ground ball, that one's out to second. Nice stop by Vivasencio. Whips it low to first. Cuevas, another good dig. He's had a couple now tonight. And the first out of the inning is in the books.
Vivasencio flashing the leather once again. Good range, another awkward hop, but well played. Spin and throw for the out.
Alfonso up to second. Castillo is now grounded out three times. Here is Termar Johnson. He homered first time up, popped out last time. Made a couple of nice defensive plays. His first pitch is outside a changeup. Side again, two balls and no strikes. Sky ball into the shallow portion of the outfield. Who's going to catch it and where? Jet Williams. Just into center. The Mets had a lot of guys in the area. That ball was swirling with the wind. That was no guaranteed out, but Jet made it look quite easy. That's two major league pop-ups there by Johnson in his last two at-bats. So after the leadoff walk, next two have been retired. And Ovias can end maybe this start on a high note. Getting three in a row, he faces Nolasco, who swings through the first pitch. Nolasco has struck out and grounded out. Ground ball out to Jet. Makes the fielding and the bad throw, but picked at first. And the inning's over. Hat tip to Cuevas today at first base. Has dug out three now. Ovias, great start by him. Walked the leadoff man, gets the next three, third time through the order. Around 80 pitches, five innings, two runs, in line for a win.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Johairo Cuevas, who's had a really good game defensively, also has an RBI single today in his first impact game now with St. Lucie in a very short time period. We'll bat to lead off the fifth inning. We have a new pitcher. No, same pitcher on the mound. Umania, which is known from the side winding action. It's a different look though with the lefty batter. The wind continues to blow in as Cuevas bloops one out to short for De Los Santos. One down. Second full inning of work here for Umania, as Yero Martinez will face him for the first time. Martinez walked twice against Chang, so that's half of Chang's walks right there. And you folks on the broadcast hear the wind? My goodness, about knocking me backwards. Control the computers up here.
Hey, even with all the rain that's come through lately, we haven't seen the wind blow like this in quite a while.
Straight in, too. That's a rarity. It's usually out to right. Martinez golfs at one and misses. Nothing in two. And he hooks this ball into right field. Yero Martinez has a hit. He stays hot. Home run on Sunday, two walks and a single today.
See the respect the Bradenton outfield was giving him there. They were deep into no doubles defense. That one would have been a two-bagger. But Lonnie White Jr. playing so deep out there was able to keep this one a single.
Now White only a few strides from the warning track as Correll Paz takes a first pitch strike. Paz a strikeout and a hit by pitch with the bases loaded. RBI today. Strike two. When the Mets stranded Reimer on third base last inning, that snapped a streak of seven consecutive innings with the run for the Mets going back to Sunday. Trying to start a new streak, one on and one out. Paz dribbles this one foul.
There's been no shortage of both runs scored and run scoring opportunities these last couple of series.
Mets today are 3 for 11 with runners in scoring position. They're only batting with one out in the fourth. So certainly had their opportunities and have come through three times. believe one of those hits was the Viva Sencio infield single that moved a runner second to third. Certainly had ample chances to score more than five. And Martinez trying to run. Alfonso's throw is no good. It's late, and Martinez steals his second base of the day. You wouldn't think it looking at him. Yarel Martinez, two stolen bases. Look out, Kevin Villavicencio, who had four on Sunday. Yarel's got two.
And once he gets up to speed, those long strides cover a ton of ground. So if he can get even half of a good jump, he's got a real shot to get to second if you don't make a quality throw.
2-2 on pause. And he will roll one to first base. Nunez gloves it and runs it himself for out number two. Martinez travels down to third. So for the second straight inning, the Mets have two outs and a runner on third. Let's see if Villavicencio can't get him home. Martinez, that is. Well, as good as Villavicencio has been this season, producing runs, he had the big two-run hit on Sunday, but driving in runs, it's been a trouble spot for him this season. And he pulls this one into shallow left field. On comes Nolasco, still running with the wind. Tough play, and it's made by the shortstop, De Los Santos. The wind brought that back to him. This looked like an easy fly to regular depth left field. Why the left fielder Alaska was playing so deep with the wind blowing straight in from left, don't know, but he does not pay the price. Martinez stranded at third. We'll go to the sixth. The Mets up 5-2.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
Not a surprise with the pitching change for the Mets. Saul Garcia into the game for Lionel Ovias. Ovias was pushed back a couple of days. Mets trying to give him some more rest, so they pull him at 77 pitches. Plus, he was going through the lineup the third time. He goes five. Gives up only two hits, including a home run to the second batter he faced. They were really close to unhittable after that. Two runs, both earned, three walks, one hit batter, and three strikeouts. He had the hiccup, the three straight either walk or hit by pitches with one out in the fourth, but otherwise pitched extremely well. Now Garcia, basically the piggyback, serves as a second starter in a game, will take over, and he throws a first pitch strike. A lot of talent from the young Saul Garcia, just 20 years old from Venezuela. You with the mid-90s fastball and then a really good slider. There's that knee-high fastball at 95 to Nunez. Nunez, the only batter who was not retired at some point by Ovias. He singled and walked. Scored a run. This pitch is outside. Ovias threw 77 pitches, 42 strikes. In line for the win, but there is a long way to go in this one. Here's a hot shot up the middle, and it's over the mound for a base hit. Vicencio gave it a dive, and Nunez on this minor league rehab assignment for AAA is on for the third time. Sometimes those rehab guys are hit or miss. Nunez is a hit. Brings up Lonnie White Jr. Has lined out to center and been plunked. He swings late on this fastball for strike one. Sell pitching in his 17th game. 13th out of the bullpen. 67 strikeouts in just 46 innings. As he wraps in another mid-90s heater for strike two.
He's been both good as a starter and as a reliever this season, especially good at home. He's got a 3.86 ERA here at Clover Park.
0-2 pitch. That's that slider outside the first time. Well, he got one inning in last week. That wild weather-affected series against Palm Beach. Friday doubleheader pitched the last inning of the game. So should be pretty fresh. His last really full appearance, got to go back to Lakeland on July 6th, although he did pitch the suspended game on July 9th with the count, which counts. July 14th with counts towards June 25th. That all makes sense. The record books, it's a June 25th game, but he finished it on July 14th. He's gone 3-2 on White Jr., and he strikes him out in the breaking ball. Big pitch there, trying to avoid first and second, no outs. He does it.
Great work by Garcia to hold his nerve here and make a pitch when it counted, snapping off a good breaking ball and getting the swing and miss.
Nick Cimillo next. He's walked and grounded out tonight in reverse order. Adding 324 in the previous 10 games. Called strike one. This ball gets away. A wild pitch. Nunez up to second base. That takes away any potential double play. Another pitch that gets away. This one, though, will be a pass ball. Swing and a miss for strike two. The Mets are letting Nunez travel around the bases the easy way. If we can see a replay of that or not, but it did look like Perozzo just missed it.
Turnabout fair play sometimes. The Mets were granted the benefit of a pass ball earlier. Now they give one back here.
So with two strikes on Cimillo and the runner at third, one out. Now Garcia could definitely use a strikeout. Instead, it's a stinger into center field. Lara will race in, make the catch. Here comes the throw to the plate, and it's going to be, oh, missed by Perozzo. A sack fly as Nunez scores to make it 5-3, and that was on the money. It was going to be an out, but Perozzo could not make the catch on the one hop.
So unfortunate at the plate by Perozzo. Just an absolute screamer from center field by Lara in time. Brilliant location. Perozzo can't make the play, and the Marauders cut the lead now to 2.
So Perozzo's not going to be happy with this inning. Could not stop a wild pitch. He had a pass ball, and he cannot make a catch that would have resulted in the out at home plate to get out of the inning unscathed. At the plate, and he's popped out twice into a double play. So Definitely going to want to have a better finish to the back half of this game. The Marauders have scored the most recent two. They've climbed back into it. Swing and a miss from De Los Santos. Didn't think the throw, the hop was that bad. Thought it was a pretty friendly hop. Obviously right to the midsection.
No, really nothing wrong with the throw at all. Perozzo will tell you he has to have that 10 times out of 10. Should have been a highlight reel play.
2-1 on De Los Santos, and he takes a heater at 94 for a strike. Slider outside, and Garcia hasn't quite figured out that pitch here in his opening frame. Got the strikeout with it on White Jr. He has really let that thing fly into that left-handed batter's box. Otherwise, payoff pitch, he goes with a fastball down and away, and he has walked De Los Santos with two outs.
You see Garcia frustrated with himself after that last pitch. Really demonstrative on the mound. Probably feels like he should be out of the inning already. But he's going to have to face another batter. He has to get through Davies to Nadal if he wants to do it.
Nadal has struck out twice. And this time, where'd that ball go? It hit off Perozzo and goes to the backstop. Well, it clanked off something back there. Might be another wild pitch. And now some of the silver sluggers are getting antsy and angry in the stands down below as Garcia and Perozzo have not teamed up well in this inning.
I think this one's going to go down as a pass ball, but it looked like a cross-up as Perozzo had to reach across himself to try and make a pick. But the ball actually glanced off the heel of his glove because he wasn't ready for that pitch coming in. So that's why you'll see Dan McKinney out on the mound after that cross-up between his battery mates.
Yeah, really, this inning is unforced on the Mets. Garcia, when he's hit the mitt, has been really good this inning, but that has not happened nearly enough. He should be out of this inning already with no runs. Now he's going to have to do some work here to keep it just a one-run inning.
Important spot for Garcia to remain composed, not let his frustration get the better of him. Still needs to make pitches to Nadal.
A runner trying to steal third. There's a good throw, and Reimer with the tag. Wow, Perozzo, what a bounce back. Vincent Perozzo put that in an absolute bullseye. What a pitch. What a throw.
Can't do it any better than that. A frozen rope right on the money. Welcome back to the game, Vincent Perozzo.
And De Los Santos already in scoring position, two outs, makes the out at third base. A gift for the Mets, but boy, did they earn it. What a great throw by Perozzo.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football, y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings, dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000 strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community
at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Brandon Bidwa, new pitcher from Australia, on the mound. Well, the Mets just played an Australian, and Burns, the catcher for Palm Beach, now they get a pitcher. This ball is pop foul as Bidwa throws one at 93 to Jet Williams. Jet 2-for-3, a double, a triple, a line out that nearly was another extra base hit. On fire tonight, trying to re-spark the Mets. His 5-1 lead is now 5-3. Bidwa's pitches outside. Nice job by Umana. Stranded the bases loaded and pitched 2 1/3 scoreless innings of his own. A big part of the reason why the Marauders are in this game. Williams will take a pitch for a called strike. Inside corner for strike three. Williams tried to sell it, but the ABS called it a strike. Bella Robb just repeating what she heard in her ear.
One of the few looking strikeouts we'll see out of Williams this season.
Carlos Dominguez is at a quiet night. Chases after this fastball at 94. 0-for-2 with the hit by pitch. Bidwa, this is his 11th relief appearance. He has three holds. High leverage guy so far. Nice slider there for strike two. He's pitched 10 innings, gathering 8 hits and 4 runs. 3.72 ERA. And he gets a strikeout on Dominguez, who went fishing. Back-to-back strikeouts for Bidwa. Tough night developing for Dominguez at the plate.
Well, he's had a rough go of it since coming off the IL. Did have a nice game on Sunday when he was 2-for-4, but since coming back from injury, he has not been the same as when he left.
No, he's still lacking that big game, that big 3-4-hit game with multiple extra base hits. We know he has it in him. As Reimer... he's had a good night. He's reached on a walk and a single. Grounded out. Got on base 4 times on Sunday. The one time he went out was a sac fly. So he's had really 2 really good on-base games in a row. Starting to look like the player he was before that hamstring pull at the end of the first half. Fouls this pitch away for strike two.
Yeah, I think Reimer's a guy they expect a lot from. He was drafted highly. He's got a great bat, good eye at the plate, and he's a really good glove at third base. So he has all the tools, and he's starting to put them together and really come into his own as a ball player.
Uses his timeout. One-two pitch too high. Breaking ball. He goes fishing too. Now Bidwa comes in the game and strikes out the top of the Mets order. 1-2-3. That completes the first 6 innings. Got a good one brewing here in the opener. Mets lead the Marauders by 2.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water. So there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Inning number two for Saul Garcia. Ground screw wrapping up, dragging the infield dirt. Pause for that as we get ready to start the seventh inning. Seventh inning already? First pitch is fouled back. Well, I've been playing for just under an hour and a half, so I guess that's acceptable. It always seems to me, John, that game one of the series moves a little faster, even though it doesn't. Just that one day off. By the time you're on Sunday, you're like, it's taken an hour to play four innings? There's a fly into right field, the base hit for Nadal. He was at the plate when De Los Santos was caught stealing third. Again, De Los Santos already in scoring position. Not sure the risk was worth the reward. Nadal picks up a leadoff hit, and now both leadoff hitters have singled off of Garcia. Number 9 hitter Omar Alfonso is up. He's 0 for 1 at the ground out in a walk. Takes this fastball for a strike. Mets jumped out to a 5-1 lead. Bradenton got a run in the first on the Johnson homer. Mets ripped off five in a row. They'll tell you they had a chance for more than that. Bradenton a run in the fourth and in the sixth. Getting closer by the inning. Garcia will fire to first. And all back in there. And as this game goes on, see if this Mets bullpen can hold the small lead. We're a long way from done. Swing and a miss for strike two. Other games around the Florida State League tonight. You got a interleague play in the Florida State League. So all the East teams are playing West teams. So you root for the West teams as the Mets. Try to win your game. See if you can't climb up in the standings. Four back. Tied for third. Pitch is spoiled foul. Emergency hack there. Daytona and Palm Beach are tied for first in the second half in the East, both 500 records. You see Palm Beach is up, that new-look Palm Beach team winning at Fort Myers. Jupiter losing, that's good. Lakeland losing, or beating Daytona, that's good. Favorable scoreboard right now for the Mets. But all relatively close games. Big lead for De Los Santos. Pitches outside for ball two. And that's highly in tune with De Los Santos at first base. Rosso popping up these pitches for potential throwdown. De Los Santos, rather Nadal, apologies. Not, he's running this time. Pitches low for a ball. Throw to second. Tag, safe. That was a nice operation there by Perozzo. Great throw. Good tag by Jett, but Nadal just too fast That's stolen base number 24 for him in 26 attempts.
He got a great jump off of Garcia. It was a terrific throw from Peroso, but he was already well on his way to second.
And Garcia lost him, started him 0-2, and then walked the nine-hitter on four straight misses. That is a big no-no. He just put the tying run on base. And now the top of the lineup is set for Bradenton to try to get even. More walks. That's been the Mets' issue today in this game so far. Now, the last three innings, walked five batters. Two wild pitches, a pass ball, a hit batter.
And this is just not the kind of lineup you can afford to make those kind of mistakes against. And they come in the second half, leading all of the FSL in OPS. So they have
Garcia just uncorked his third wild pitch. And now the tying run is in scoring position with nobody out. And it's the simple things for the Mets, the throwing the strikes, the hitting the mitts, the blocking the pitches. And they have not done that in these last three innings. It's been a struggle all year to do those things. This young team goes through the season. We've seen a lot of this. Pitches inside, it's 2-0.
Well, we've seen some spectacular plays, and we've seen, you know, at times a severe lacking in fundamentals. And right now, Garcia really struggling to stay within himself. He needs to help his own cause and stay in the zone.
2-0 pitch, gets a swing and a miss. He eats that up to 95. Castillo has grounded out to second twice and third once. Choked up on the bat, trying to produce a run. He flies it into shallow right. Actually, Dominguez is going to make the catch in pretty deep right. Here comes a strong throw, and it trickles in. Another sack fly. This one by Castillo brings home Nadal to make it a one-run game. And the tying run, Alfonso, went to third on this throw. He was going to go to third anyways, but that was too much land to carry for Dominguez. A productive out for Castillo, and now we see how the Mets want to play this defensively. I'm guessing they're going to come in with Termar Johnson at the plate, who's homered and popped out twice. He's got a chance to tie the game.
That's exactly what they're going to do. You see Jet Williams with his toes on the infield grass.
First pitch, a ball up. Mets led 5-1. Bradenton trying to tie this up late. Good pitch, but it's called a ball. ABS didn't like it. Tough living as a pitcher if that's not a strike.
You have to figure that one. Just missed low. Garcia's fallen behind 2-0.
Now 3-0.
Well, he has to know he has first base open here. Might use it with an opportunity to try and get out of the inning with a double play ball.
And the danger is you put him on, he's the go-ahead run. Yeah, pitch was low. Only one of those four was close, a four-pitch walk. And the walks are starting to really pile up now. That's the sixth one in the last four innings. Runners at the corners for Rodolfo Nolasco. Certainly, like you said, John, the thought would be if Johnson gets to first base, try to get a double play here. Haven't got one tonight after four on Sunday. And this ties up Nolasco for strike one. Johnson, if you're wondering, over on first base, only five steals this year. He goes halfway and comes back. So a stutter step off of first. Pitch is fouled away, and it Garcia works ahead, nothing and two. And John, I'm going to say it. I probably shouldn't say it. 0-2, you want the strikeout. You have to be wary of throwing one in the dirt and throwing it away. I've seen so many pitchers do that, hunting that strikeout. 0-2. Oh, he tied him up with the fastball. Wow, Nolasco looked off that entire at-bat. Tied up twice. That's a huge strikeout for Garcia to keep the lead. Tying run remains at third.
This is a great pitch after a nice sequence by Garcia. He showed him the fastball to start the at-bat, now comes back inside with it once again, completely ties him up. It's a nice-looking pitch.
Malcolm Nunez, not been retired yet, has half the hits for the Marauders. We'll take strike one on minor league rehab assignment for the AAA Pirates affiliate. Singled twice, walked once, scored two runs. And the Mets finally get him out. Pitches outside. Ball and a strike. Good pitch at the knees. Fastball had some zip on it, too, at 93. One, two. Oh, he uncorks another wild pitch. Here comes the tying run, safe. And it's 5-5. A two-out, two-strike wild pitch to squander a four-run lead.
Well, you said it, Adam, something they have to be aware of. And Garcia spikes this one. Really no chance for Peroso to block it. It stayed on the ground and got under his mitt. And a mistake from Garcia sees a tie game now.
Four wild pitches. Can't have it with the lead trying to win a game. Have to hit the mitt. A strike away from keeping the lead and finishing off a solid inning. Now he throws one inside. And it's a full count. Like you said, John, it's the little things. You can't have four wild pitches in a game and expect to keep a lead. Four wild pitches and not even two innings. Oh, the 3-2 pitch is lined into right center field. Lara can't get there. This is going to bring in Johnson for the go-ahead run. Nunez, a four on-base game, will chug into second base with the go-ahead RBI double. The Marauders down 5-1 have come all the way back to take the lead, 6-5.
And this is the problem with giving a good lineup extra chances. It's a great swing by Nunez to take a one-run lead, and they have come all the way back. Saul Garcia trying not to let the wheels come off in the inning, but he has surrendered three runs in a spot where he probably could have gotten out of the inning a couple of batters ago, Adam.
Yep, had two strikes, had a chance to get out with the lead. Now trying to keep it just a one-run deficit. Well, the Mets blew a four-run lead on Saturday. They almost squandered a seven-run lead on Sunday. They have lost a four-run lead today. That's been the story of this second half. Big leads, not big, at least sizable leads, have disappeared in a heartbeat with whoever has come in behind the starting pitcher. More of the same tonight. Still time to go, but the Mets have to grab this game by the horns and try to get it back on track. As Lonnie White is in a 1-2 count. A single and a walk to start the inning, then a sac fly after a wild pitch. A walk, another wild pitch, a strikeout, another wild pitch. An RBI double. We've seen the Mets gone up from 5-3 to down 6-5. One-two pitch. That slider is fouled away. And the offense for the Mets can only do so much, produce five runs through three innings. And I wonder if the Mets offense, didn't feel the pressure. They had chances to make it, go anywhere between 6 and 8 runs. There's the swing and a miss. It comes much too late. Garcia strikes out White for the second straight inning, but not before giving up 3 runs. The lead was multiple runs. It is now the Mets trailing at the 7th inning stretch. Let's see how the offense can respond.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Legler Orthodontics is here to help you, Mets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists, Legler Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Mets fans smile. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit braces@legler.com today and book your free consult. That's braces@legler.com for Legler Orthodontics, official smile provider of Minor League Baseball.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle @St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets, and make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
First pitch swinging is a rip by Lahr to left field, but it's caught by Nolasco. A tough out as Lahr has hit the ball well today. So we apologize. We seem to have some technical issues going on. But the first pitch of the top of the bottom of the seventh inning was just ripped to left field by Lahr, but caught by Nolasco. So one pitch, one out as Mets trail 6-5 with Vincent Perozzo at the plate. Tough day catching for Perozzo. Tough day at the plate as well with a couple of pop-outs and a double play ball. Bidois continues to pitch. This is way up high into shallow center. Tamar Johnson's there to make the catch, and this is turning into a really quick, unthreatening inning. All the momentum with the Marauders now. Scoring 3 runs in the top of the inning. As the Mets couldn't play pitch and catch. And now, before you blink, already 2 outs. And Bidois, he's retired 5 in a row. He started the 6th inning by striking out the side. Now here's Cuevas, who's 1-for-3 with an RBI hit. Low 1 pitch as Cuevas swung on and missed. Whatever reason, you're seeing the highlight package from earlier in the game with Lino Levias. Again, we apologize for this, trying to get this back on track. I believe this is live right now. We are live as the pitch is fouled away. There we go. We're back.
Good to be back live. It's too hot of a day to be frozen out here.
True. Some technical problems in the heat last week. Some cameras going down. The scoreboard temperature says 77 degrees right now.
Nothing hot about that. It's just a beautiful night in South Florida.
Take a picture of it. 0-2 pitch. Whoops. Way outside. And you're pitching this well and on cruise control. Can afford to waste one like that. 2-2, and that swung on and missed. Bidois is on absolute fire right now. Six batters, six outs, four strikeouts. Makes easy work of the Mets in the bottom of the seventh. Getting late at Clover Park, Marauders have stormed back to take a one-run lead.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask mom and dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
And John DeStefano by my side tonight. We are back to normal. Game one of a six-game series between the Mets and Marauders. It's been a fun game, a frustrating game for the Mets as they had a chance to break it open against the struggling Chang in his debut. Got a four-run lead, felt it should have been more. Braden Hanna scored five unanswered. Figured the Marauders would have a response. It's just been more the same for the Mets bullpen as Sal Garcia has been the only reliever in the game, just hasn't had command as he has walked three, hit a batter, and thrown four wild pitches. That's six walks, one hit batter, and four wild pitches, and a pass ball for the Mets in this game. Awfully tough to try to win a game like that. You got to basically hope your offense can do what it did in the last few wins, which is get the double digits. Let's see if Garcia, who needs to get his work in, can settle down and have a nice inning here. Keep the Marauders off the board for the first time. His velocity has dipped about 3 miles an hour since entering. As he faces Cimillo and is behind 2-1. Cimillo, the catcher, or the DH rather, has grounded out, walked, and hit a sac fly. Inside for ball three. Seems to be the issue for Garcia. Well, the first issue was the slider was missing down and away to all these righties. Going to the backstop now, the fastball is front side flying open and just missing up and in. And a 3-1 pitch, and this one dips low for ball four. Another walk. Seventh issue by the Mets pitching staff. The duo in seven-plus innings. De Los Santos is up. He's 0-2 with the walk. RBI ground out. First pitch to him nearly hits him. Not sure how much Garcia has left in the tank. That's kind of a telltale sign. The velocity has dipped. That was 91. Mechanics start to fall by the wayside, and those pitches are uncontrollable. There's ball too low. And he lays in a strike. Side 3-1. Ball four. Back-to-back walks issued by Garcia to open the eighth inning of a one-run game. And if he is not careful, this game might get out of hand for the Mets. All the infielders are coming in. Is the Mets manager coming out? Yes. Well, Gilbert Gomez is making the pitching change. Sal Garcia, very young, very talented pitcher with electric stuff. But tonight, he did not have it. A lot of walks, a lot of wild pitches. Could not hold the three-run lead. Well, he is out of the game. We'll hope that whoever comes in next can strand a couple of inherited runners. This looks like Bailey Reed coming off.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Bailey Reed has been tasked with getting three outs here in the eighth inning and trying to keep this a one-run game. It's a tall task. First and second, nobody out. Mets are out hitting the Marauders tonight, 7-5, but the Mets have now walked eight batters. Now, there's Reed. If anybody needed a good outing, it's Bailey Reed. Last two times he's pitched have been in the ninth inning with the lead as the road team. Both times the opponent got a walk-off win that same inning. Did not get anybody out July 8th against Lakeland with a two-run lead, and only got one out with a one-run lead last week against Palm Beach. Took the loss both times. This is not a safe spot, but it feels like a big spot. There's a good pitch to swing and miss. I expect a bounce-back effort here from Bailey Reed. And like so many pitchers have pitched before him and after him, the issue has been strike throwing. He throws strikes, he can get outs. When not, struggles. There's a good pitch, and it's nothing in two. Just straight heat.
He's able to locate his fastball like that effectively. He should have good success in this game.
Well, Nadal has used his timeout. Just to reset himself after being blown away in the first two pitches. 0-2. High at 94. Worth the shot. One, two, breaking ball, strike three. Bailey Reed at the knees, sits down Nadal. Good breaking pitch.
Well located and well chosen after a couple of fastballs in a row. And drops that one in for a called strike three.
Big first out as runners do not advance. Brings up the nine-hitter Omar Alfonso, who the Mets have walked twice tonight. He's also grounded out. That's hopeful for a double play ball. Runners go. Throw to third base. High. Nice snag by Reimer. And it's a double steal executed by Cimillo and De Los Santos. The Mets might have forgot that they were out there after the pitching change and strikeout. There goes that potential ground ball double play.
Well, I don't know about all the Mets, but Bailey Reed sure forgot to check both the runners. And that was well sniffed out by the Marauders. A smart play with one out.
1-0 pitch is fouled away. So now Reed will have to really dig deep to keep it a one-run deficit. Ball and a strike. Pitch not bad inside. See, Perozzo liked it. Two-one pitch grounded up the middle and through for a base hit. It's going to score two runs. Throw coming in will be cut off by Cuevas. Two-run single for Alfonso. Cimillo and De Los Santos score, and it's 8-5 Marauders. They've scored seven unanswered runs on the Mets.
That's a good swing by Alfonso on a breaking pitch. Was able to wait on it and slap it right back up the middle. The drawn-in infield that's never going to get stopped. And two more runs for the Marauders. We got a three-run lead.
Both walks to start the inning, come back and bite. Starting to count how many of the eight walks the Mets issued eventually came around to score. Five. It's quite a few. Back to the top in Castillo, 0-3 at the sac fly. So both those runs charged to Garcia. A swing and a miss on a breaking ball. So Salas line, two innings, three hits, six runs, five walks, a hit batter, three strikeouts, and four wild pitches. I'm sure he'll be chomping at the bit to get back out there and have a better performance next time around. 1-1 pitch, a good one that hits the outside corner. This ball is slugged high in the sky. Playable for Lara. He makes the catch for out number two. Castillo retired. Alfonso stands pat at first. Here's Johnson. That epic start to the game. Home run as the second batter of the game. Two pop outs and a walk since. He takes this pitch outside. Mets led 5-1 through three. Bradenton got a run in the fourth, a run in the sixth. He scored three in the seventh and two here in the eighth. Getting to that late stage in the game where the Mets have struggled to either hold the lead or stay close in the game. Side, good catch by Perozzo, saves a potential fifth wild pitch of the night. A bunt. Foul. Not a bad idea.
Johnson's speed and the defensive alignment with the left-handed shift. Certainly don't blame him for trying to lay one down. But now with two strikes, Reimer able to back up.
Time called. Johnson uses it at the last moment. Runner on first, two down. Two balls and two strikes. Reed's pitch is a breaking ball too high. Full count. Off pitch, low for ball four. That will be the ninth walk issued by the Mets today. And the second drawn by Johnson. Third walk of the inning. And Alfonso goes up to second. Rita's come in. They stole two bases off of him. He got a strikeout, a two-run single, a flyout, and a walk. Coming in with no outs and two inherited runners on, hoping to get three outs without the runners scoring. Both runners have scored. Now he's got to worry about the two guys of his own out there facing Nolasco, who's 0-for-4, two strikeouts from the three-hole. Bradenton has found a way to produce enough offense without him. It's kind of like the Mets on Sunday with Lara, having a quiet day, but the Mets had enough offense from others. Swing and a miss. Bad swing there by Nolasco. He has had some head-scratching swings tonight. And now he's down on three pitches. Now Reed rallies for a strikeout. Strands two of his own, but two inherited runners score. Marauders build their lead to 8-5. Mets running out of outs.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey, baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right. Pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs.
Let's go back to the field.
New pitcher for the Marauders, their fourth of the night, Miguel Ercolani. And he will take over for Bidois, who threw two perfect innings with four strikeouts. Just a tremendous relief appearance, and he's in line for the win. So far, the Bradenton relievers, 4 1/3 innings, no runs, no walks, four strikeouts, stranding three inherited runners. That's the difference right now in the game. As the Mets won the battle of the starters, but it's been a decided advantage for Bradenton with their relief corps. Bradenton's the number one rated pitching staff in the Florida State League. On offense, they rank seventh. On John mentioned their numbers recent weeks have been really good, middle of the pack defensively. But they have pitched it well this year. Starting to see why. Well, with the exception of Chang, the new guy, they are strike throwers. Bidwa in two perfect innings, 15 strikes, 21 total pitches. 1-0 pitch to Martinez as a bouncer out to second for Johnson. One down. That's the ninth Met in a row retired.
And it's just a really good staff, top to bottom, for the Marauders. One that's only been added to in recent weeks through the MLB draft. They come in third in team ERA, and they don't give up a lot of home runs. They just don't make a lot of mistakes.
Well, Paz will knock one to left field, and that will get the Mets on one out base runner. Paz has a hit to go along with his RBI hit by pitch. Streak of nine in a row retired has come to an end.
Well, this is where Karell Paz shines. He's OPSing over 800 this season in late and close situations, and that's where we find ourselves right now in the bottom of the eighth in a three-run ball game.
Now, Bradenton has coughed up some late leads as well. Ground ball to third. Castillo goes to Johnson, goes to first, double play. Another fast inning for a Marauders reliever. This one, Ercolani, a ground out, a single, and then on the first pitch, a double play ball hit off the bat of Villavicencio. Sends us to the ninth with the Marauders up 8-5.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Here, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Jojo Rodriguez on the mound for the Mets, trying to keep it a three-run deficit. Give the Mets a chance in the bottom of the ninth. Bailey Reed, an inning, a hit, no runs allowed, two inherited runs allowed, one walk, two strikeouts. Threw 21 pitches, 13 strikes. JoJo coming off a really good appearance last week against Palm Beach. It's his first action of the night here in the ninth. Runners have scored in three straight innings. Rodriguez trying to put a stop to that as he delivers strike one to Nunez, who's 3-for-3 plus a walk. A minor league rehabber from the AAA affiliate. Of the Marauders having a big night. He's driven in two and scored twice. JoJo finally be the pitcher to retire him. Oh, this is a stinger. Deep right field. Long way for Dominguez to go. He's got it, though. That sounded great off the bat. No wind anymore. Ball just didn't travel far enough.
hit this one, looked like off the end of the bat, and just didn't get the meaty part of the barrel on it.
Well, finally retired, but it was a loud out. And Lonnie White Jr., quiet day for the number 12 Marauders prospect, 0 for 3, hit by a pitch and two strikeouts. It's a good breaking ball by Rodriguez. He's appearing in his 17th game out of the Mets bullpen. 2-1 record, one save, 27 strikeouts in 22 innings. Low one pitch dips low. Two innings, two hits, one run. Hit batter walking three strikeouts against the Cardinals on Thursday. Got the win. That 7-6 victory. Now works ahead 1-2. And a strikeout on a breaking ball in the dirt. White Jr. has struck out three consecutive at-bats. Mets have walked nine. They've now struck out nine.
JoJo pulled the string there. Started it on the outer half. The ball completely drops off the table. And White Jr. ends up looking foolish.
So according to my score sheet here, John, Marauders have struck out nine times. Three different players have struck out three times. Nolasco, White Jr., and also Nadal down at the eighth spot. Here's Cimillo. 0 for 1. Two walks and a sac fly. He's greeted with the strike.
The trouble with those numbers is there's also two Marauders who have been on base three times.
So it bounces out, just like the nine walks and nine strikeouts. I don't know if nine walks and nine strikeouts balances out. I know it does not. I'd rather have no walks and no strikeouts. A 1-1 pitch, which I don't think is possible in the modern age. Certainly not single A. One pitch. Backup breaking ball missed inside, apparently. 3-1. Swing and a miss, and it's a full count. So this could be the difference between a 10-walk game and a 10-strikeout game for the Mets pitching staff. Will be a 10-strikeout game. Rodriguez looking sharp. Fired up. A 1-2-3 ninth inning with back-to-back strikeouts. Trying to fire up the boys in the dugout for a big ninth inning comeback. See if the Mets can do it on the other side of the break.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Last call for the St. Lucie Mets. They erased a 3-run deficit in the sixth inning Sunday. Looking to do it again in the ninth, down to their last three outs. It'll be the top of the lineup, Williams, Dominguez, and Reimer. If anybody gets on, Lara. Fulgencio out for his second inning of work. It's been a brilliant relief appearance for three Bradenton relievers, 5 1/3 scoreless. And it started with Umana retiring. Jet Williams with the bases loaded with two outs in the third. Mets were up 5-1 at that point. Jet just missed an extra base hit down in the corner. Would have scored them all. Maybe puts the Mets up 8-1. There's a check swing. Jet did not go. Jet doubled in the first. Two-run triple in the second. Robbed in the third. Struck out looking in the sixth. And Williams will use that timeout. Bradenton gave up 8 runs in the ninth inning at home against Fort Myers yesterday to lose a 6-run lead. That's something the Mets have not done. Bradenton looking to rebound from that and close this one out, scoring 7 unanswered.
They've certainly shown themselves to not be invincible in late stages, and this is definitely the player of the moment for the Mets, league leader in on-base percentage at the plate.
1-2 up the middle. Here's Johnson, and the pie slice gets rid of it quick. Great pick at first by Nunez to retire the speedy Jet Williams. Johnson robbing Williams of a hit up the middle.
And isn't that poetic justice for Jamar Johnson making the play to retire Williams in these late stages?
That's the second time that Johnson has spiked one to Nunez that Nunez has picked. That one he had to rush. There was the double play he turned against Villavicencio earlier in the game, or rather Perozzo, where he definitely rushed the throw against Perozzo. He had time to get him easily, but I think he owes Nunez a Coke after the game. Had to rush that with Williams. Well, here's Dominguez working on an 0-for-3 night, 2 pop-outs and a strikeout after being hit by a pitch in the first inning. And he hooks this foul. Runners have faced the minimum from the sixth inning on. The 1-2-3-6, the 1-2-3-7th, and 3 batters faced in the eighth inning after a single and a double play. And Williams, the first out here in the bottom of the ninth. One, two is in the dirt. That scored a run in the first, 2 in the second, 2 in the third. Against the starter, Chang. Bradenton bullpen has put up nothing but zeros since. 2-2 pitch, and Dominguez strikes out on the changeup. Fulgencio and out away from a save. And a 1-2-3 ninth. He'll have to go through Reimer. That's a hit and a walk today. 1-for-3. Last hope for the Mets.
He's been one of the hottest bats in the lineup these last couple of weeks. See if he can keep it going.
He will take ball one. So we're near the midway of the second half. Both teams well within striking distance of first place. Well, this is a big series. Mets 4 back. Bradenton only 1 back. The Mets 8-16, while the Marauders are 16-8. Reimer goes after a pitch and swings through. Fastball 89.
I knew he was going to get a pitch to here, but nice job to throw him an off-speed pitch and get him out in front.
Ground ball out to De Los Santos, the shortstop. Fields it, throws to first. Game over. Miguel Fulgencio pitches two scoreless innings to finish out game number one of this series, an 8-5 Bradenton Marauders victory, as they will start to form that happy high five line out near the mound. They storm back from a 5-1 early deficit, rip off seven unanswered runs from the fourth inning through the eighth to beat the Mets by three at Clover Park. Winning pitcher is Brandon Bidwa. Losing pitcher, Saul Garcia. Miguel Fulgencio gets the save. Bradenton will improve to 17-8 in the second half, 52-38 overall. They have the second-best record in the Florida State League overall and in the second half. Mets drop to 8-17 in the second half and 32-58 overall through their 90 games this season. Tough one for the Mets. They started off hot, built a nice 5-1 lead, but the offense really couldn't break the game open there in the third inning when they had a chance. Bases loaded, one out. Marauders hung around, and then the Mets bullpen has struggled recently, and that continued tonight as the Marauders put up six runs against the Mets bullpen over the final four innings. We'll take a break. We'll come back here and wrap everything up with the postgame show. You're watching the Mets and the Marauders on Bally Live.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Clover Park. Adam McDonald, John DeStefano back with you. Good game, entertaining game. It was close for a long time. Unfortunately for the Mets, they fall a little bit short here on this Tuesday night as the Bradenton Marauders beat the Mets 8-5. A couple of notes from the box score. Jet Williams went 2-for-5 with the double, a triple, two RBI. Jacob Reimer got on base a couple of times. Lara looked sharp with a hit and a walk. Cuevas got a big hit. Martinez looked good at the plate. He walked twice, had a single. Paz got a hit. Villavicencio got a hit. So that's 7-9 Mets starters who got a hit. Most of the damage was done against the starter Chang, who went 2 2/3, 5 hits, 5 runs, 4 walks in his Florida State League debut. He threw less than half of his 69 pitches for strikes. But when it went to the bullpen, Umana, Bidwa, Fulgencio, when it combined 6 1/3 scoreless with no walks, 5 strikeouts, and only 2 hits allowed. So, John, you got to give those Bradenton relievers a lot of credit for settling this game down, especially Umana coming in with the bases loaded and 2 outs. He fell behind 3-1, but he got Jet Williams really with the credit to his right fielder, White.
Yeah, and you just have to give it just all the credit in the world to this bullpen. I mean, 5 runs scored through the first 3 innings against the starter and then no runs for the rest of the game. That's quality pitching. You can't put it on the Mets hitters. They did their job, like you said, from 1-9. They really did well through the first couple of innings to score runs. And 5 runs is normally enough to win you a ball game. It's really tough when your relievers come in and let up runs in the 5th, 6th, and 7th innings. And it's hard to win games when your opponent scores 8.
Yeah, you make a good point, John, about the 5-run mark. When the Mets score 5 runs in a game, they are now 19-15. You'd like that record to be much better than it is. But the Mets offense, again, it produced a run in seven consecutive innings from the end of Sunday into today. So we know the offense, despite the fact that Bradenton's bullpen put on a show late, still, you like the Mets' offense in this series. And now we'll just find out if the Mets can somehow find some relievers who can do what the Marauders did. They sat across and they saw it can be done by a team that had struggled closing out games. And now the Mets, maybe it can be their turn tomorrow.
Yeah, it's just a huge boon for the ball club when you have relievers that are able to come in and shut the door and keep it closed for the rest of the game. If the Mets were able to do that tonight, they would have come out the winners. Instead, they look at the other side, and hopefully that's motivating them to come out tomorrow morning, a little breakfast ball here at Clover Park.
That's right. It's a quick turnaround for us and the teams, as we will have camp day at Clover Park tomorrow with first pitch at 11 a.m., our second camp day of the year. First one was against Clearwater. Didn't make it through nine innings because of rain. Hopefully that will not be the case tomorrow. Weather's supposed to be looking pretty good. Hopefully we can beat any afternoon rain and hopefully the afternoon heat as well. Airtime on Bally Live will be at 10:50 a.m. Hey, I want to give a special shout-out to all those who stuck around to watch the MILB free game of the day, the Tamar Johnson versus Jet Williams battle. You didn't get cheated there. Johnson hit a home run, made a couple of great defensive plays. Jet Williams had a double and a triple, drove in two runs, scored a run as well. So it was a good battle for those two. Looking forward to seeing that the rest of this series from those two everyday players who were high draft picks last year. Folks, that's going to do it here from Clover Park. From my broadcast partner, John DeStefano, I'm Adam McDonald. Thanking you so much for making the Mets and the Marauders part of your Tuesday night. We hope all of you out there watching have a pleasant remainder of your evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.